Heart and Body Extract.
Those flyover states, nooks and crannies and all of that. We head east first inside the Beltway, the true insiders from Talk Radio News covering the White House, the Pentagon, and beyond that. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure to welcome her to the top of the show. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Thank you. Great.
You're busy, right? You're burning off those heels. You can't even wear heels anymore because you burn so much shoe leather.
I know. They've turned into flats.
Flats. All right, so while you were in your flats, one of the big things that everybody across the nation now is talking about, and naturally it's all emanating from Washington, D.C., is what's going on with this birth control mandate. And the White House is, I think, kind of trying to figure out or get their footing to struggle to contain all of this huge uproar that's now happened. What is the White House saying about that?
Saying it's willing to work with those who have concerns during the implementation of the decision, whatever that means. And they're trying to contain the uproar, really. I mean, that was what Jay Carney said today, and it does seem to be getting worse. And the thing to do is to solve it and move on.
Yeah, solve it and move on. Yeah. Boy, that's a novel concept for anything that happens in Washington. Forget all the hot air. Just solve it and let's go. I agree.
And I mean, the House Energy and Commerce Committee is going to have a hearing on, I think it's March the 1st. Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Home and, Human Services Secretary, she's going to be on the hot seat. You think that's something that the administration wants? You think that's going to be a fun time for her?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I agree with you. It'd be better for it to go away. Absolutely, I agree. Hey, this isn't going away. This has gotten interesting. I don't know. When this first came up, I thought it was a layup, but apparently not. This is a Republican-on-Republican fight, as you were telling me, over the Stock Act. What are they doing, knocking each other out over this?
Yes, because Senator Chuck Grassley introduced an amendment to the Stock Act in the Senate that would basically add that people who trade on so-called political intelligence, which is a rapidly growing practice, would have to register as political intelligence consultants, like lobbyists. And that's insider information that you get from officials writing laws or rules that can affect businesses. And then they use that to play the market. It's about a $100 million a year industry. So Chuck Grassley said, you're a lobbyist. You know, and everybody, 96 people in the Senate agreed. So it goes to the House. Eric Cantor takes a look at it. So does leadership and says, no, I don't think so. So they took it out. But guess what? The whole of K Street was in an uproar. They all converged on Capitol Hill. They were behind closed doors meetings. And so out it came. And instead, they're going to do a study.
Study.
Chuck Grassley basically went ballistic. He said, Congress delays action. The political intelligence industry will stay in the shadows just the way Wall Street likes it. It's astonishing and extremely disappointing. The House will fulfill Wall Street's wishes. And Cantor's office was saying the provision is too broad. Its impact would have raised more questions than it answered. And Grassley said, well, if the Senate language is too broad, why not propose a solution instead of scrapping the provision altogether?
There you go. Boy, again, a novel concept. Can't we just fix this? Isn't there a better way to do this? All right, so we'll watch what happens there. And everybody is watching what's going on with Syria, the pictures that are coming out of there. I know you know this. You're well-informed, not just in D.C., but in foreign politics and what's happening in the Middle East and watching the reaction to it in Washington. So what's going to happen? I mean, are we going to end up, you know, are we going to end up sending humanitarian support, more humanitarian support? Because right now it seems like we're just kind of dancing around the whole thing and trying to figure this out.
Well, I mean, as you know, we were very strong with this Arab League-backed UN security resolution that held over the weekend because Russia and China vetoed it. And Secretary Clinton called it a travesty and said that the UN Security Council had been neutered, and she went ballistic. and the administration, the president, issued a scathing statement over the weekend attacking Aspen, that his regime was doing over the weekend. We're now in the end of the fifth day of this assault on Homs. So the administration is working with the international community to pressure Assad to relinquish power. Hasn't said it'll consider arming the rebels or getting involved militarily. But Senators John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Joe Lieberman tonight have issued a statement saying that the conflict in Syria is entering a critical new phase. Assad's slaughter of people in Syria is only increasing, growing more ruthless and then going on. Basically saying that we need to consider providing humanitarian aid and arms to opposition groups in Syria. And CNN reported earlier today that, in fact, the Pentagon, as it normally would do, is gaming out scenarios for the president in case he asks for them, such as ways to arm the protesters, providing humanitarian aid, and military strikes.
Mm. All right. So, again, this thing's going to unravel quickly, I think. We're seeing it for sure. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again. Coming up on America Tonight, at the bottom of the hour, a conversation with Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, who talks about Iran and Syria and the situation in Syria and why it's too late and why it's too late in Iran as well. Plus, he's got the continuing saga of the Marine who sadly finds his career in jeopardy, all because of the confusion over the rules of engagement. And if you haven't heard the story, you want to pay close attention to this because it really is a shocker as to what he did in Afghanistan in the field and why he's now paying the price for it and what you can do. I think it's such a travesty of justice if all of this is executed. And I don't want to spoil it, so I'm going to wait till we talk to Jeff at the bottom of the hour. But it's going to blow you away. We certainly have dissected rules of engagement here on ATN, that you go into Afghanistan, you go, first you start into Iraq, then you go into Afghanistan, and you're crawling around in these various villages with snipers trained on you, and you have kids that come up that are ready to blow you up because they're jimmy-rigged with a bomb. We know the scenarios. And yet you're not able to engage in certain situations where you should be able to do that. And it's very confusing, very, very confusing as to what the soldiers can do and what they can't do. And so this is a strange, strange thing that happened back at the tail end of last year that now has put a really young Marine in jeopardy of losing something that he completely loves and something that he is done over and over and over again, all for the sake of the country. And he really believes that down to his boots, and now he's in a situation where he could lose everything with the ranking and all that sort of stuff. So we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. Also, we're going to check your letters. A lot of people talking about what's happening in Syria. You know, we always say it's about the buzz in your backyard, and the Syria thing and what's happening in the Middle East really has set some of you on fire. More reasons to stick around. On the flip side, truly, what is going on across the U.S.? The buzz in your backyard coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
I always have a hard time stepping into the middle of Mr. James Brown. How are you, America? Hopefully, you're in the middle of a pretty good week. I always say this. If you're not, guess what? It's only uphill. Because you have to have a few days in your pocket, right? All right, coming up, I said we were going to mix it up, tell you what was the real buzz in your backyard. Well, the biggest buzz going, hands down, is what's going on with the Republicans vowing to reverse the birth control rule. The Democrats are kind of split on it. And the thing that really is just mind-boggling here is the fact that it came down to this in the first place. And you know what I'm talking about, I hope. The issue of birth control, when we're talking about a religious organization, and what now has happened, I'm going to let you hear what the White House has to say about it, and I'm also going to let you hear what one senator has to say from New Hampshire. And let me wind this back a little bit for you, because I know everybody's talking about this. Everywhere I went today, this came, in fact, it came up when I was in the hallway. I was meeting somebody. I was in the hallway, and I could hear people talking about the Komen Foundation, what was going on with Komen people, and what was happening with Planned Parenthood, and what was happening with this whole issue. Now, what you have going on here is you've got some of the Democratic lawmakers, a lot of the women who are senators or Congress folks, who are pretty united in the fact of defending the administration, but other Democrats not so crazy over the new birth control policy, which is saying basically to all organizations, meaning religious schools and hospitals, that they have to provide contraceptive coverage for their employees. Because if you remember, this was part of the Affordable Health Care Act that became a law. And this sort of was one of those elements that got pushed aside. People weren't really, I guess, talking about it initially because all of this has kicked in, that one of the things that has to be part of health care coverage is pills, is birth control pills, is all of that, right? And that would include, because there wasn't anything that said it wouldn't, religious organizations. Think of the kinds of religious organizations there are, Catholic-wise and other folks, too, that have certain hospitals, whether it's Adventists, et cetera, down the line. And this is now a mandate. It's a mandate that it has to happen. You got Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Democrat, who's looking at a reelection bid in November, and he sent a letter to Obama complaining that the mandate is a direct affront to religious freedoms. Then you have Congressman Dan Lipinski, another Democrat. I'm going to give you some of the Democrats here from Illinois who said that the decision violates the longstanding tradition of protection for conscience rights in federal law. And here's an interesting one. Tim Kaine, you know that name, I'm sure, right? He's Catholic. He's looking for a Senate seat in Virginia. He says he supports the coverage, the contraceptive coverage, but thinks there should be a broader exemption for religious organizations. Here's what Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, a Republican, said about the contraceptive rule that's part of the health coverage that now people are discussing. And also Jay Carney, the White House gatekeeper spokesperson, if you will, talked about the fact that, isn't it interesting, while the Republicans are trying to find somebody to run against Obama, you have one of the lead Republican candidates to grab that nod at the convention, Mitt Romney, who needs to really not talk about it since his policy in Massachusetts, the health care law there, is very much, in fact, exactly like the one the president has. Take a listen.
If we put religious institutions and faith-based organizations in the position where they have to comply with government mandates that violate the principles of their faith, it violates our First Amendment to the Constitution, and really it's an affront to what we stand for as Americans.
We are moving in the right direction, and Congress should not muck that up. And the president believes, as he has said in the past, that folks on the Hill need to act without delay and without drama to get this done. This is, I think, ironic that Mitt Romney is expressing, criticizing the president for pursuing a policy that's virtually identical to the one that was in place when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, I went back and I looked up the law, and of course, Carney wouldn't say that if he didn't have some ammunition. And this is part of what's part of the Massachusetts law. But you know, it's a sad day. It is. It's a sad day when one, you put the Komen Foundation in the crosshairs of this to the point where they're at a loss for, they have no idea even what they're saying when they're smashed with this whole thing because it suddenly blew up as a huge news story. And then you have it's like Planned Parenthood versus Komen, because Komen was wrapped up with Planned Parenthood, but not to a giant tune, but somewhat. And now they're trying to extrapolate themselves from that. And what the Komen people said is that they weren't, basically they didn't feel like they had to do that because that's not what they're about. And if you look at Planned Parenthood, you go through the issue of, well, Planned Parenthood is supposed to be about Planned Parenthood, but part of what they do, and it's there, it's on the record, is the abortion. So then it gets mixed up into the pot, boils over. And the Komen people are just getting slammed to the ground. I mean, they're now being thrown in as people who are anti. I saw something today, anti-woman. I'm like, anti-woman? What about the whole pink thing? What about the breast cancer deal. That's what Komen is about. Are you kidding me? And somehow all of that got misrepresented, and it's not really being pulled apart correctly. So in the meantime, if you just take the issue itself, and seriously, this has been covered all over the place, I guess because there's some confusion over it. The sad fact is, it's like John Boehner says, look, the administration is violating First Amendment rights and undermining institutions like Catholic Charities and hospitals and schools and all of that. And see, now, here's the thing. I don't think Catholic Charities should be forced to do that, because that does go against the whole idea of, okay, we're Catholic, and this is what we're saying. We don't believe in birth control. Come on, you've heard the jokes about the rhythm method, right? But no joke, this is seriously going against anything that they would feel comfortable with, that they want to do. But is it one of those situations where, like, you're hearing Jay Carney or you're looking at what the law is and you say, well, you know what, too bad. Because you have women that work for you, so guess what? If they want to get birth control and they're married, they're whatever they are, who cares what their status is, but that's just part of the package, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for that service. End of story, because now it's a federal law. Senator Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey said that the president discussed the issue during a closed-door retreat on Wednesday with Senate Democrats, because it's now been such a political firestorm. It's red poker hot. And Lautenberg says that the president is sticking by what he said, that we should be very careful to explain that an exception was made for those that have religious objections. Otherwise, it is going to have to be supplied. Well, if that's the truth, if there's an opt-out, then there has to be, because I don't see how you force the religious organizations. That's the thing. Why would that even be the issue, that you have to do that? Because and look, you just heard the senator from New Hampshire. How about Marco Rubio? There's a big star for the Republicans. He said whether the government of the United States should have the power to go in and tell a faith-based organization, and this is a quote, that they have to pay for something that they teach their members that shouldn't be done. It's that simple. And the answer is yes, then this government can reach all kinds of other absurd results. Now, you have Senator Barbara Boxer saying that about 15% of the women, for 15% of the women, birth control pills are used to treat other things and other conditions, which I have to say is true. But if a religious organization, you work for them and this is their policy, then don't you know that going in, or am I losing something here? Coming up, we're going to flip gears, switch gears, turn in a different direction, and talk about what's happening in the Middle East with a terrorism expert. Stay with us.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Well, you know about this story, but let me refresh your memory. I mean, talk about really chapping me off. And I've tried to do everything I can to raise the awareness on you on this story. And a lot of you have sent me emails and just overwhelmed with what's gone on with the rules of engagement in this one particular soldier. I'm just going to refresh you for a second first. Then we're going to go to our pal Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. But back in November, Joshua Waddell, who was an executive officer with the 3rd Battalion, a mere 25 years old, and had a really hot career going with the 7th Marine Corps Regiment, he was monitoring a surveillance camera in Afghanistan when he spotted a guy who had actually been identified as a bomb maker working with some insurgents. Now, a couple days earlier, a sergeant from another company, India company, to give you the specifics of it, you can look all this up, had lost both legs and a hand when a bomb detonated in that area, right? So the man spotted on the camera was believed to be the guy that was responsible for that. So if we fast forward They got permission from, he got permission from his commanders. He ordered the snipers to open fire on the guy, and he was hit.
Hello?
A group of Afghans rushed to the man, put him on a tractor, and then tried to get out of the way. Waddell ordered the snipers to hit the engine block of the tractor, disabling it so the man that was supposedly the bomb maker wouldn't escape. The tractor ultimately was hit, but no civilians were injured. And lo and behold, as a result, he was demoted from being an executive officer and battalion commander. His battalion commander determined that he had violated the rules of engagement. Now, come on, this is crazy. For firing, ultimately, and hitting a piece of machinery, as I said. Somebody who brought this to light for us and is trying to help in Waddell's situation is Jeff Atticott. Jeff, this has been a couple of weeks since we talked to you. Is there anything new going on with Waddell and his situation?
Well, we're trying to raise public awareness. We've got Senator John Cornyn has opened up a congressional investigation into the case. Mm. We've asked people to contact the Commandant of the Marine Corps, anybody and everybody, to ask them what they're doing. What they did with Waddell, they gave him what's called a soft kill. They gave him a fitness report that said do not promote and basically ended his career. So they didn't have the guts to charge him with a crime that he violated the rules of engagement. Where you can defend himself, they simply gave him a fitness report that just said, you're relieved from your duties and do not promote this officer, and there's not much you can do other than raise public awareness, get somebody in the chain of command to get some common sense and pick up the phone and say, tear up that fitness report. This is a great combat Marine veteran who's put his life on the line. He did the right thing, and this Monday morning quarterbacking by these hypersensitive pencil pushers, and that's what his battalion commander basically is outrageous, because even the one-star general in theater, when he saw the fitness report, he didn't tear it up, which he could have done, but he did say that I non-concur with the battalion commander's assessment that this officer should not be recommended for promotion. But nevertheless, they put it in his official records, so we're trying to get it taken out of his official records, and it's basically we're just trying to get somebody at the top levels in the chain of command to pick up the phone and make them do the right thing and help this officer out and send a signal to all these hypersensitive people that, you need to get a good dose of reality when you're dealing with combat in the field, and somebody up the chain of command has got to provide some relief for this fine officer.
Yeah, why do we have such a disconnect between what war, let's face it, is, and what happens in, I'll call it, the field, versus, as you're saying, somebody that's back at a desk? Why can't we bridge this gap, for goodness sake?
Well, in large parts, it's the Obama administration, and the Bush administration is guilty of the same thing, but not to that degree, where they have muddied the water to the degree that they've imposed these rules of engagement that are not required by the law of war. We do this to ourselves. So the law of war has a set of rules that, how you conduct combat. And under the laws of war, this lieutenant did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. But we self-impose additional restrictions because we're very concerned about winning the hearts and minds of these people and showing them that we're really the good guys, and we don't really want to, we want to kind of tiptoe around these types of activities. And it's getting our soldiers killed. It's getting our soldiers all knotted up. And it results in these types of cases because we have absurd rules of engagement that just aren't really designed for winning combat. They're more designed for some type of a Harvard term paper or something.
Yeah, there you go, a Harvard term paper. Well, people listening, you already gave them the clues of what they can do. They can put on pressure, send stuff to Cornyn and go to the Commandant?
Yeah, the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Just Google the Commandant of the Marine Corps and say, what are you doing about Lieutenant Waddell? And if enough people ask them, that's all you got to say. You can go to our website, Center for Terrorism Law. The story is posted there from the Washington Examiner. And you gave an excellent background of the situation. And anybody with just common sense says, what?
Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so we move on from that to what's going on in Syria. We're seeing a lot of the pictures now coming out with the people with, body parts blown off and the usual thing that's been going on in various places. And I hate to say usual thing, but the thing that we're getting used to seeing in parts of the Middle East. So now we're dealing specifically with Syria, not Libya, not Tunisia, not Egypt. What do you think the play should be with Syria, Jeff?
Well, you know, the media is doing the same old thing. They're calling it a democracy movement in Syria. This is not a democracy movement. It wasn't a democracy movement in Egypt. It wasn't a democracy movement in Libya. These are a mixture of people that are opposed to the dictator. A lot of them are doing it motivated by radical Islam. Some of them are doing it because they simply want a better life. But ultimately, if Assad goes, he's going to be replaced by a radical Islamic extremist government. That's what's going to happen. So, yeah, he's a bad guy. He's murdered 7,000-plus people. But we've seen this film before in Iran. You had the Shah that was a bad guy. But what's going to replace him is going to be 100, if not 1,000 times worse. And that's why we've got to, you know, kind of allow these people to figure out what they want to do. And if we intervene, it will undoubtedly make things worse, not better. So it's quite a mess. And the Iranians, of course, are supporting Assad. The Russians have come up and said, hey, do not intervene in Syria. We don't want to see another intervention. We're not going to stand for it. So Assad will be in power as long as he can get supplies coming into his country, because he is a brutal dictator, no question about it. But, you know, just about every country in the Middle East is controlled by a dictator. Mm-hmm. Some are more benign than others.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right. I think that people don't understand that. And then, of course, you and I have talked at length about this, as to ultimately when you look at these rebels, who are the rebels? Like the Muslim Brotherhood. How many times has that come up? And really, what's the Muslim Brotherhood? People don't know what's behind and who these groups are that are the so-called rebels, right?
Yeah, it's not a Lions Club. It's not a Kiwanis Club. These individuals are, you know, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Now they know how to, you know, sing the democracy tune for the Western cameras and those that are naive enough in our country to believe it. But when they seize power, as we're seeing in Egypt, they will be more ruthless than you can imagine. And again, if you just look at the pattern in Iran, the Shahs, the mullahs that are in power now, Iran is a puppet master for terrorism. They're an oppressive regime. They're a totalitarian dictator that makes the Shah look like a Boy Scout, and what comes to power in Egypt is going to make Mubarak look like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you brought up Iran. The clock certainly seems like it's ticking on the acquisition of a nuclear weapon, if it's not already there, for Iran. And we're seeing what's going on with Israel, but I think this is partially a political play in talking about what's if Israel is going to actually send over a missile or do something to go after Iran. Then you see the reaction from Leon Panetta, who talks about, well, this is going to happen in April or May or whatnot. And, of course, if there's an Israeli strike against Iran, what are we going to see with the oil markets? What's going to happen with gas prices? It's going to skyrocket. And who would that be catastrophic for? Certainly for the president and his reelection prospects, I would think. And we've talked about Iran for a very, very long time. You just brought it up there. At this point, at this juncture, let's say you have the ball, Jeff. What do you do?
Well, I mean, there's the simple solution, as we said, is President Sarkozy hit the nail on the head. You either bomb them or they get the bomb. There is no negotiating with these people. So you either have to rattle the saber to scare them. But, of course, they're not afraid of Obama, and they're not afraid of anybody. You can rattle the saber all you want. They're not going to respond. So you're going to have to probably I would initiate a blockade and slowly squeeze the country, hit their oil refinery facilities, and try to force a regime change. That's the one country that Obama should influence and try to get a regime change. And yet that's the one country out of all the countries in the Middle East where he said, I don't want to get involved. And that occurred in 2009 when we had people rioting in the streets. And those were folks that were looking for democracy in Iran as opposed to these other countries. And yet Obama said, I'm not getting involved. I'm not going to do anything. And that's the one time we should have gotten involved, because they are our arch enemies. Egypt was not our enemy. Syria is basically not our enemy. Libya, we had them in his cage. They weren't our enemy. Iran has been our enemy for decades now under these mullahs, and yet this president wouldn't seize that opportunity to do something when he could have done something, and now basically it's too late.
Yeah, I agree with you. When the ship sails, especially when you're talking about the opportunity, the door's open for just a tiny crack, you got to kick it wide open, and that didn't happen. So now we're stuck in the situation of what's going on, what's happening, weighing the scales of what to do and what not to do. And Sarkozy, I'm glad you brought him up. Absolutely, he's right. You got a bomb. You guys, that's your decision. You got to go after it. And they're not afraid of Obama, certainly not. As always, great information. Fun to talk to you because you shed some light on some very important things. Terrorism expert Jeff Adicott, thanks so much.
Products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Finish line here for this hour of ATN. You want to throw in your 2 cents on the rules of engagement or some of the other things that we were talking about. The issue of birth control and these religious organizations who would, the way the law reads now, would have to provide birth control coverage. But like Catholic Charities, that's the one that keeps getting mentioned. That is completely against their tenets of what they believe. Now, if somebody works for them and they're on birth control, they're on birth control, but they're not paying for it through their insurance. So that was just one of the many groups that came forward, and it started this whole dust that flew up around Washington and floated around the rest of the states. All kinds of opinions are flying around about that one. So let me throw out the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to go to the mailbag in a second, too. But before we do that, I thought you'd get a good chuckle out of this, since we're always talking about numbers, whether it's the Republicans in the primaries racing for the delegates in the caucuses, or whether it's the numbers of dollars you're losing thanks to all the spending in Washington, whatever it might be. It always comes up numbers, doesn't it? That's the answer. Throw out a number. Well, the number of the latest Gallup poll is incredibly minuscule when it comes to Congress's job approval. Only 10% of the people surveyed by Gallup approve of the job they are doing on the Hill. Did you hear the number I said? 10%. That's just one more percentage point less this time around a year later. At what point does it get to zero? What if it got to zero? Nobody. We surveyed X amount of people, and you got a big fat zero. Now, the all-time, because I wondered about this, the all-time low is 3 percentage points lower than the 13% approval rating Congress scored in the January survey, and that was after the payroll tax cut was approved. Now that's on the chopping block again because there's a big bickering session going on as to what's going to be included in the payroll tax cut and is it going to be approved, you know, all that kind of stuff. So an 11% approval rating, and this is Democrats too. Democrats giving Congress that same rating. Republicans actually gave a 12% approval rating, so just a tad higher. Man, you think about it. They peaked at their all-time high at 24 in May, and since then it has been nothing, and this is 2011, it's been nothing but downhill. And the highest that I could ever find in quickly digging through the Gallup numbers, and I'm sure they're available all over the place, and this is the era of the Internet, after all, and Wikipedia. But I don't even know if Wikipedia would have anything like that. But of 84 points, 84% is really the way to say it, of the people surveyed in October of 2001 approved of Congress. Wow, that is big numbers, big numbers, October 2001. Now, remember, why would that be? September 11th, 2001. So the approval ratings, the way people were feeling about the country, what was going on then, they got the numbers, but since then, it's been pretty dismal, especially lately in the last couple of years. So 10% is nasty stuff. Good luck trying to get reelected with numbers like that. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
I love that, Homer Simpson. All right, this is an interesting story, and this was brought to my attention by, actually, our fan and now friend, Jake, who listens to us in Austin on KJCE. Yo, Jake. A shout-out. Jake says, Kate, I'm not sure you're big on financial stuff. You're always talking about it, but did you catch this deal on American Airlines as they go bankrupt? They're talking to U.S. Air. Do I smell a merger? Yes. American Airlines creditors want to talk about a possible merger with U.S. Air. Now, that has been rumored before. You know, just kind of nothing that would stick, but rumored. But now this is a much more serious possibility. So can you imagine? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. American Airlines, they were headed down this path. So what do you go through when you reassess and you restructure and do all that? What does it mean if you actually have a merger here? Well, think of the people that are owed. So who would be owed money from an airline? Well, vendors would be, bondholder-type people, the banks that are in place there, labor, they would be owed. I mean, this is the third largest airline we have in this country. So, how competitive are they going to be after all of this, of the latest round of mergers? They're exploring options. They're trying to figure out a way to recover their claims, the people who are owed money. And so part of that is U.S. Airways. And they've been considering an eventual bid for a while. So they're salivating. They like that idea. You look at American Airlines, what would be the three largest unions? Think about it. When you get on a plane, you need someone to fly it, the pilot. You need someone to tell you where the exit rows are and to bring you your Coca-Cola. That's the flight attendants. And then the people that steer you into the gate. or sometimes tow you in, tug you in, the ground workers and those that load the luggage off the plane. So they're interested. I mean, they're waiting to see what happens. They actually all have seats on the, what they call the creditors committee. But for now, they have plans to reorganize under bankruptcy protection. They get that when you file that's what happens, and they say they want to be a standalone company. The creditors could push against this, though. They could petition the bankruptcy judge to terminate that clause, that they would stand alone, and that would make way for the competing plan. And trust me, U.S. Air, they are standing by the phone. When's it going to ring? We don't care what hour. We want to run in there. We would suck up these roots in a second. Are you kidding? But U.S. Air, every time I fly U.S. Air, no offense to anyone who might be a pilot listening or somebody else who works for them, twice I've had really good experiences. Other times, late, problems with the luggage. I never lost luggage on American, but I've lost tons of luggage on U.S. Airways. And the biggest disaster is when you go into their hub in Philadelphia. So Jake's right to bring that up. That is a pretty interesting story, because it could affect many of you who fly if you like American. You know, people are partial to certain airlines, and even though everybody wants the cheapest, baddest, best fare they can find, a lot of times with the mileage thing and all that, they won't turn their back on the people that they favor, and there are a lot of people that favor flying American. They like it. And here's another one. This comes to us from Marge, listening to us in Tallahassee. Marge says, Kate, I support Boehner and everything that he has to say about Obama's birth control coverage rule. Why did we not know about this before? Was this another sneaky Pete deal? Is this about re-election? You know why we didn't know about this before, and I found that when I went to Washington last time around, is because there's so much that was part of the Affordable Health Care Law, the act that was ultimately made into a law, that was not really presented very well. Because once it passed, there was the celebrating from the president and all the people who wanted to see it go through, but then people didn't really know even what was in it. Just the basics. Oh, health care for everybody. The individual mandate deal, I think everybody pretty much gets. That's why it's being challenged constitutionally, and the Supreme Court is hearing those arguments at the end of March. But for the rest of the bill and everything that's included in it, including these health networks statewide and when that kicks in and how you can be a part of that and all that other stuff, people don't really understand that. So Boehner, it's pretty rare where he'll go to the floor of the chamber, and he did, because he wanted to talk about a plan to overturn the decision. He said it was an unambiguous attack on faith-based groups, and he would begin work on a bill immediately. So this thing's not going away. This is in everybody's backyard, I guess, at this point. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.